Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, my name is SJ Strum and welcome to Baby Name Envy, the podcast. Sit back and listen and get loads of inspiration for all things baby names. I have made it my life's mission to become a baby name expert. It started with a YouTube channel. Now I am a global reporter on all things baby names, from celebrities to royals to trends. But you don't have to just rely on me, because I have brought in my own personal baby name guru, my sister, Naomi.
Hi. This is so exciting, doing it again.
We are doing it again, and welcome round. So really, we've always, between you and me, talked a lot about names, to be fair.
And I think it spills into most things, like not just babies. Shall we talk about, I mean, pets?
Oh yeah.
Do you think we've rocked the pet names in the past? I mean, Cat Cuddles.
Oh yeah, we were terrible.
That was a name to heart back on. I can't remember my fish's name, but it would have been something good.
I think it was Bubbles.
Great.
Obviously. Great. I had a hamster called Kisses, Cuddles and Kisses.
I tell you, we have always been into names.
In Swindon Town, we were known as the ones with the cool names.
Yeah. No, brilliant. And when you're getting asked now for celebrities asking you for advice on names, do you enjoy that?
Yeah, I just go Cuddles and Kisses. Yeah. Can't go wrong. Copy
That's
and
how
paste.
They got the baby.
Yeah. No, it's really good fun. I think that wherever you are, even if you've loved your names, you've got your names, you've got your style, each baby it changes as well. You feel a bit braver, or you've got kind of like a different opinion on names, or somebody's pinched your name, or it's become really popular. So actually what people mostly ask me is, I want a name that's not so popular, but not too crazy, not too unique. It's got a great meaning. My name means this, or this is in my heritage. And it's a lot of work, a lot of effort. And I love doing it, because it's always been something that I can kind of feel like I can look at somebody, look at the parents, and kind of go, are you brave enough for a Tabitha, or are you more of a kind of a Eva type of person?
So do you think, because I sometimes think this, if we're at the park or at Waitrose or things like that we've talked about before, like when people say, oh, I overheard the name at Waitrose or something.
Yeah.
Do you feel that sometimes if people have got cool baby names, that it makes you think they're a bit cooler? Because I think I do. So, for example, your friend Keely, who's got lovely baby name boys.
Yeah.
I mean, she is super trendy, but does it sort of add to that for you?
Yeah, so she's got River, Bodhi and Winter.
Yeah.
And we're now really good friends. But I said to her, this is a really weird thing. I was like, I'm sure I've been in the playground with you once. And I heard your kids' names and was like,
she's going to be my mate.
We're going to be friends.
Yeah.
But then we haven't gone crazy with our own kids' names. We've got to be fair, because I've got Freddie, Finn and Evelina. You've got Summer and Lottie. Mm. And we talked earlier on in the podcast in another episode about middle spots and why we're brave middle namers. Mm. But are meanings important to you? Because a lot of people ask me, I think what with meanings is it pushes you towards loving a name from liking a name.
And
if
I agree.
People are looking for that next level, and especially celebrities, they want a name with a great meaning.
Interesting.
It's really something that has to be something you love, and it gives it that extra celebrity sprinkle.
Yeah.
But for me, it was kind of like very secondary. But what about for you?
No, it's secondary for me too. But Summer obviously was born in summer. And actually, the one thing I have, not name regret, but in the winter, like now, for example, when you're cold, I can feel like when we were sledging the other day and I'm shouting out, Summer, I can feel, oh.
That's one thing Keely said about River, because she lives on the river. And she's like, I walk along the river shouting, River,
yeah,
River. And she's like, people just think I'm really excited.
Yeah, and I think it is a bit odd. But she's never mentioned it. I always wonder if she will when she's older. But I think that with our middle names, because obviously I've got Lottie Loveday, I do wish that maybe I had been braver and just gone for Loveday, because I loved it. I had that name first. Well, actually, I didn't, did I? So I had Pippa Loveday all the way through my pregnancy.
You loved it. You were one of those people that did one of people's pet peeves, which is give your bump or your baby a nickname, which was Pip.
Yeah, so I just wanted, if it was a boy or a girl, it was just always going to be Little Pip. Just loved it. Just, I don't know why. I'm not so sure I love it now, even I'm saying it out loud. But in my mind, this is really endearing.
You were
and I
so
loved
hormonal.
It.
You were like,
so hormonal.
People hate that. I ask people their pet peeves. And number one was when people name their bump. And then you all have to go, how's Little Pip?
Yeah, I saw it through. I was like, so it's going to be Pippa.
You did.
And I was absolutely thrilled. And I used to ring Lee from work if I heard a name, because I register people as part of my job. So they give you your names. I used to ring him and go, oh, and I heard Astrid. And I loved Astrid.
I
tell you, it was Astrid Guinness. I was actually house hunting for her at the time, which is a bit of a name drop. And I said, I just love this name, Lee. And he was like, absolutely hate it. And I loved it because I think it means little bird. And I really liked it. So she was Pippa.
Scandinavian means star.
Oh, well, that's why you're the expert and I'm just the estate agent that registers these people. So I was really pregnant with the baby Pippa all the way through. And Henrik, your husband, knew this name. I told everyone, like I had with Summer. And one day his mother-in-law came over. So, your mother-in-law, sorry, his mum. And I said, oh, so it's going to be Pippa Loveday. She went, oh, and that's how you had the baby. Because I went, what? She goes, well, Pippa means shag in Sweden. And I was like, I was devastated.
I was devastated for you. I remember the moment.
But I don't know why Henrik hadn't mentioned it earlier. And
I think
like,
he found it secretly funny.
Yeah, he said, I didn't like to mention it. I just knew you loved the name. So I remember being really hormonal, really pregnant,
and had to
frantically
change
looking for a name. So I went to Lottie, and Lottie had never, ever been a name on our radar at all. But I suddenly decided I just wanted something that's quite traditional, can't go wrong sort of name. Didn't like Charlotte so much, preferred just the abbreviation.
The
yeah.
It's a lovely name, but Pippa was a shock to me as well. And I remember we having lunch and we were all just like, oh my God, you have to know what your name means all around the country, all around the world, really, because Pippa doesn't just mean that in Sweden. I've had a few people mention it.
I'm so surprised. I just thought if all the children were together in Sweden, which obviously happens, we go on holiday there, and suddenly we were all yelling out, Pippa, Pippa. I would just be mortified. I would hate to be called shag.
I think it's quite cute because you've gone from cuddles, kisses to full on Pippa.
I obviously really like.
You've grown up.
Yeah, yeah. I'm obviously all about the biology.
So meanings are really important. But I thought we could play a little game this episode. It's called, and I think this is a great baby shower game.
Yes.
So I'm going to be doing a few virtual baby showers for people coming
up. It's really exciting, yeah.
It's going to be super fun. And you can play this with your partner as well if you want to diffuse the arguments around the baby names. And it's called Veto or List It.
Yeah, love
so
it.
So you basically have to each come up with a name list and then the other person says veto or list it.
Brilliant.
Okay?
This is so great.
How we've done it is I'm going to go first because I'm super excited. And I have come up with a few names that I think you will like. And you have to veto or list it, okay?
Right, ready.
I tried not to cheat because I know what your actual name list was and is. So, Pippa. So, for boys, what do you think? Actually, this is a unisex name, the name Kit.
Yeah, I love it.
So, Kit is a baby fox. which I didn't know.
I didn't know. I think of it as an abbreviation for Christopher.
It is, but okay. It is also a baby fox, which is quite cute.
I love that.
Fox has become so
popular.
Yeah,
I love it. Yeah.
So you list it?
I'm definitely listing it.
Okay, the next one. The next two actually are rare Hebrew names, because I remember you loving the name Noah for many, many years.
Yeah.
Naomi obviously is a Hebrew name meaning pleasantness. But there's a couple that are on my radar at the moment. I wonder if you would like them. So the first one is Boaz.
Yeah, I hate it. Veto.
What?
I'm getting...
You love the name Boaz.
What's that character?
I don't know.
That wears that string mankini. Borat.
Oh,
I'm getting Borat vibes.
Oh, no, I wasn't. So
or
I was...
Boris.
Okay, so Boaz is spelled B-O-A-Z. And I thought, because you like Bo.
Yeah, I do.
And you like Bear. That's your dog's name.
My dog's name. Yeah.
You might like Boaz.
Really
I'm
don't.
Surprised. All right, fine. Okay. So Veto.
But other I can see people. What you did there.
What about then Judah? For a boy, it means praise. So
no,
you might like that.
But
meaning.
I love Juno.
Okay, not the name, but all right. So you're going to veto it, but add your own. I'm surprised. So I only got one right out of those.
I can see what you did there, though. I like them.
You like the name Jude?
I do like the name Jude, yeah.
But you wouldn't go Judah?
No, I wonder if I'm getting like evil vibes from the Bible. Who is it that's mean in the Bible?
Evil, it means praise. Oh, okay, no. what about for girls? Okay, Kiki.
Yeah, I absolutely love it. And the reason I love it is I think it's really kitsch. And there's this song that the Scissor Sisters do, which is we're having a Kiki, which is like a... I think in the 70s, it was like a dance party with your friends in the kitchen.
And I
literally love it because I'd be playing the song nonstop. We're having a kiki.
It's very trendy and it means double happiness.
Oh my goodness.
So
I love it.
Lovely.
It's making me broody. That name makes me broody.
That name gives you baby name envy.
It does. Well done.
Bringing it back in.
Yeah.
Or I've gone with Noah for a girl.
Yes, I do really like that.
Because I know you liked it for a boy.
I do. I prefer it for a girl now.
See, so I've got two. So, okay.
You've done really well.
I'll do my next one. My last one is a wild card. It is Prue.
No.
Like Prudence.
Yeah.
Get it?
Like a prune. I've got it, but I'm not listing it.
Oh, all right.
I'm vetoing it.
Like a prune. I didn't think of that. All right, fine.
Okay, so I'm wondering that mine are a bit boring now, but obviously I do know.
That I'm boring. Thanks.
No. I've gone with, okay. For a girl, Vivian. What do you think to that? I think it's really pretty.
I really like it. I prefer Vivienne.
Yes.
For some reason, I do really like it. I wouldn't go with it, but...
What are your reasons for not going for it?
Don't like it.
So you said it. We got there in the end. Okay, so you don't like it.
I do like it, but... Vivian,
you
I don't know
like
it
because
I don't
can
love
tell.
It.
No, okay. So you're not going.
But if somebody
with my
else
baby
had a
name.
Child called Vivian, I would think that's a cool name.
Yeah, I feel like I really like it at the moment.
You've got a great idea for a podcast. You've recorded it on your phone, or you've used our podcast creator pack. But now you want it on Spotify for everyone to listen to, right? Well, for £199, VidPix will make it happen. Use our basics guide to get started. Then record up to 4 episodes using your phone, upload to us, and we'll do the rest. We'll add a professional jingle, make sure it sounds great throughout, add custom artwork, and send back a link to listen on Spotify. So, what are you waiting for? Make it happen.
Yeah. So the other one is my wildcard name, but I'm going with what I think is... in at the moment.
Why am I so nervous?
I don't know why you're nervous, because A, you're not pregnant. But Clemency, I'm nervous saying it so I don't get it wrong. But so the meaning is mild and merciful.
Oh, well, I can tell why you've chosen that.
Yeah.
Clemency.
So I think,
I love it.
Because I thought you'd like the abbreviation being Clemmy.
I don't like Clemmy as much.
Interesting.
But I always wanted Clementine, but
yes.
I couldn't quite get myself... even myself on board for it. For some reason, I don't know why. Maybe because I don't actually like clementines.
Like eating them? Yeah.
I don't.
No, maybe it just makes you think
Sorry.
Of... You just really think of orange. And
I had so many reasons, because it was Christmas, baby with Evelina, like Clementine. But I don't like Clemmy because it reminds me of Clammy.
Yeah, I do agree with
but
that.
But I do think love Clemency.
And you'd be probably the only person in the playground with it.
Clemency, and she would be Cece.
Yeah, it's just beautiful, isn't
it?
So you're listing it.
Listing it.
Okay. For a boy, I've gone with Hero, which I know on a previous episode we've mentioned it in the context of it being a girl's name, and I really love it.
I love it for either.
But I think even looking at your children, of course, they're usually blonde. I don't know if you know that, but they've got quite white blonde hair.
They do.
Which is why I'm really glad just to say that you didn't go with Casper, because I know you really liked Casper.
Uh-huh.
Because they are so blonde, because it
What's
would make me think, well, it made me think of Casper the Ghost.
Oh, no.
So I think that Hero for a boy, I could just see you having little boy now being Hero. I think it's beautiful.
I absolutely love it, but there's no way that I would be able to use it. Henrik wouldn't go for it, but also I think you have to be, it's give, I love it, but it's giving them something to live up to. Like Finn, for example, could be called Hero and own it because he's so confident.
Oh, yes.
Whereas my eldest, Freddie, would be mortified.
Yeah, he would be. That's
he's
really
very
good point.
Much of a, he's a more of a sit back kind of character. So until you know them, it's another reason for kind of, you know, you wish you could have a little changing point, but I do love it. Evelina, I can see, is Hero. I think it's gorgeous.
I think it really suits her. I've gone for Alto as another boy's name for you. Now, the reason being is it's a lake in Scandinavian. Now, I was thinking because of Sweden, obviously, and the house is on the lake,
yes,
that it would have real meaning and
Alto.
Passion. And there's no one in the Swedish family that's got that, have they?
And it isn't Alto.
So it's double A-L-T-O.
Double A. And I thought what you were going to say is how I
Do
am
feel
an alto.
Free.
When I was in the Songbirds Choir, I think you'll find I was one of the only altos. When
you'll find that that moment in history is in my mind, actually, that when you were a songbird, I don't remember it. So will you list
choir.
It? Can I have two, please?
I will list it.
Thank you.
I will never use it.
Oh, okay.
But on my imaginary
what about a
list.
Strong? What about a strong middle?
It could be a strong middle.
Thank you.
And
I'll take that. We'll stop there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Well, thank you. I really enjoyed playing that game.
So did I.
Veto or list it.
Yeah.
Saturday night game.
Yeah.
So let's get on to helping other people now, veto or list it. So we have been sent hundreds of dilemmas from viewers of my YouTube channel. So every single Monday, I'm posting these name ideas for list inspiration. And then I said, does anyone have any problems? Do you need a bit of help? Oh, my goodness. So many people are having problems. And really interesting ones as well. So you're going to read them out.
I am. This one starts lovely because it says, first of all, love all your videos. I've never submitted anything to you before, but I thought this was perfect. My husband and I are trying to conceive at the moment, but we do talk about baby names fairly often just to be ready for when the baby arrives.
Good idea. I mean, he is a nice husband. Imagine
nice
me
husband.
Having that conversation with Henrik before I was pregnant.
No, just wouldn't happen.
Is your husband having the conversation back?
Yeah, absolutely. Is it a thought conversation in your head? We both have a big crush on the names ending in S. The surname for the first...
Surname as a first name, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's so on trend. Hudson, Jones, Smith, all those as a first name.
They've really changed, though, because I remember sort of around the time that I had Summer, which is 8 years ago, it used to be things like Mitchell. Do you remember that fad? It was quite sort of
Marshall.
American Marshall. Yeah, those sort of names. I remember being quite into them at one point. So our favourite boy's name is Brooks. Second is probably Miles. Our top girl's name is Collins. Middle name, June.
Collins, June. Love it.
However, our last name is Karis.
There's a trick to this.
Okay, go for it.
There's
Tell me the
naming
trick.
Trick.
Go on.
So I was thinking about it, thinking I love Brooks as well. And I think that Brooks has become really popular. And I actually prefer Rivers. That sounds really funny.
It does actually sound like quite a weird one, but yeah.
But when you add S to the end of anything, so I've been playing around with it a bit. There's some really lovely ones. I looked them up. So there was also Jennings, which means little John. So I thought that was quite cute for other people to know that if you have a John in your family you're trying to honour, then Jennings means little
it's
John.
A spin. Yeah.
Quite cute. Then you can call him little John.
Yeah.
LJ, you know.
Yeah.
But I think the trick is with these matchy names is using a longer one, three syllables, to balance out Karis or Karis at the end. So Collins Karis, it just doesn't sound like a full, complete name, but I played around with it a little bit. So you could have something like Genesis, which is a really popularly rising name at the moment. So people are going into those, you know, like Psalm.
Yes.
Kardashian, I think. Yes. And those sort of biblical
yes.
book names yeah. a bit more are becoming the new Hebrew. So something like Genesis Colin, Genesis Karis. Can you see what I mean?
Once you've got the three syllables makes a difference.
It makes a difference. So I think that's where you should have a look. And if it's not landing for you, you probably need to
keep going.
Think about the rhythm of it yeah. a little bit more. The only other thing I wrote down, so I wrote things like also you could do the CE ending rather than the S. So it still sounds like the S. But for example, I love at the moment the name Solstice.
Yes. Lovely.
I really love it because you have the winter solstice, the
yes,
summer solstice.
Lovely.
It's very spiritual. Mm. It's kind of got that unisex vibe that you like, so she would be Solstice Karis.
Yeah, lovely.
Quite nice. Or you could have something like Temperance Karis. So
what does that mean?
CE, it's kind of means that you're kind of calm and steady.
Oh, that's
so it's
lovely.
Like constant temperance.
Yeah.
So kind of more vintage vibes, but using the CE. So I think you need to.
That's a really good tip.
And I think you need to also look at the CE endings because I do believe, personally, if I was your best friend, I would say to you, Collins Karis.
It just feels like it's not landing. I think that's the perfect way to say it, is that she's obviously not sure. Yeah. And I'm not sure it is quite.
It's going around
there,
in
but
your
she's
head.
Nearly there, isn't she?
Nearly
with
there.
That one. So here's another one. Me and my husband currently have two children, boy age 3, girl age 6 months. Already they are Arlo, George, Alan, and Melody Rose Evelyn. They want to have a bit of Disney in their names. Okay, so they're currently pregnant, and the girl name they've already fallen in love with is Margot, which I love.
Yeah.
That's like a name that got away for me. And the boy name they love is Alistair.
Uh-huh.
So they're looking for a Disney name. Well, where have you gone with that? Moana?
Disney names are so popular.
Is that a thing?
So popular.
I can't believe it.
I get requested Disney names. All the Disney people are obsessed with Disney.
Yeah.
I was thinking, I don't think you're obsessed with Disney.
No, I'm not, no.
Like, I think if somebody put a Disney film on, you would just...
walk out the room.
Walk out the room.
Although some of their remakes are better, and I do have to watch them with the children.
Yeah, but they're really, really popular names. Didn't you know twins, Elsa and Anna?
Oh, that was love. Yeah, that was... that was a lady I met, and she had adopted these two little girls, and she said to me, so they're called Elsa and Anna, and I didn't want like to change their name, and I went, no, but I think she called them Elsa and Anna.
Well, very different.
But the story goes that their three-year-old elder sister had named them, and I thought,
yeah,
that kind of finishes that sentence.
Yeah,
those names off. Yeah,
people like to go full on Disney. She hasn't gone full on Disney. She's got Arlo, which isn't a huge way. I think it's from The Good Dinosaur. Melody Rose. Melody is one of Ariel's
yeah.
children, so she's
subtle,
gone Disney.
Very subtle.
Very subtle.
I didn't even get Disney vibes.
So I am thinking that you could go with Evangeline. Which the star in Tiana. So I know she's not called Tiana, the Frog Princess.
Oh, yeah.
Really obsessed with that. So that's a really beautiful
yeah,
one.
Lovely.
And then Margot Evangeline.
Yeah, George. Love it.
Very subtle Disney vibe.
Yes.
But she is the star as well, which is beautiful.
Beautiful.
And then I think for Alistair, I think the second name, Flynn yeah. Rider from Tangled.
Yes.
He is making that name very popular. It's one of my favourite Disneys. Yeah. I am a Disney. I'm into Disney. I mean, I play Disney princesses a lot. Mm. I did queue up and get their autographs when we went to Disney World. Don't think
yes.
you were there.
Yes. I might have been there. Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think it's a really nice... Oh, you could actually go with a name that is trending right now, which is why I wanted to talk about this, is the name Disney. Just
no.
using Disney as a name, and it's been quite controversial, but
is that being used more in America?
I think globally.
Do you think it's because people are missing going on holiday?
I think it might boom. It
to
might
Disneyland.
Become more popular, Disney. Because
yeah.
Walt's become so popular, and now people are just going with pure on Disney. So you could
We are
go
getting
with
braver,
Disney.
Aren't we, with our names?
I mean, if you love it.
If you love it.
I mean,
it
I feel like if you love Disney, you want a Disney name, then being really, really subtle around the edges that no one else knows it's a Disney name, why don't you just go full on Disney?
Or don't, and stick to this subtle vibe, because I think first couple that you came up with were really good.
All right, point taken.
So have I got another one here for you? Yeah, I have. Okay. Can't believe how many we get. I would like some help. I'm due in 4 months after 3 years of infertility, which is really amazing.
Yeah,
and we're having a girl. I like unisex names like Auden, Tate, Miller, whereas my partner likes the name Maeve, Wednesday, and Tegan. Please help us find a name. It would be awesome if the name has some sort of nickname as well. Also middle names. She wants you to know the baby. This is so exciting though for them. I mean, this is just
so exciting.
So exciting.
They are like bonkers with their name. So you think, I was like, who likes Maeve and Wednesday?
Yeah.
And Tegan. It's like, you normally you get like a real vibe from somebody's names, which is why I love doing these consultations for real people.
I'm getting quite American vibes from those names. Are you?
Yeah, the unisex kind of vibe for her as well. But I feel like the partner, Maeve, Wednesday and Tegan, are a little bit more romantic, but I think I've really nailed this one.
Oh, great.
I'm so
go
excited.
On. Yeah.
This is the one that I've been thinking about.
Good.
And then I was like, I had a bit of a brainwave that I really suddenly liked the name Anderson for them. So she
for
like,
a boy. Oh, no. Unisex, sorry, for both.
Yeah, I think okay. she's having a girl.
Oh, sorry.
Anderson. For a girl, you don't. What do you think?
I just thought it was a boy.
I think Anderson for them. She likes the unisex vibe of it.
Yeah.
Emerson has been done.
Yes.
Emerson's been around for absolutely ages, but she can have Sunny as a nickname,
which I love because I was worried it might go to Andy.
Andy, I also really like.
Okay.
So, you could also go to Andy with it, which everyone likes. Even Anders. So the reason you're thinking boy is because my brother-in-law is Anders. Mm. Anderson. But then there's Hans Christian Andersen. He wrote all the fairy tales.
Yeah, that's lovely.
So imagine him having this little girl with this beautiful name of Anderson. You can read her all the stories,
yeah,
all the original fairy tales. I think it's got a bit of whimsical Wednesday and kind of for him,
yeah,
and Maeve, kind of quite almost traditional kind of whimsical.
Mm.
And then her sort of want for something a little bit more unisex and modern. Anderson.
Yeah, yeah,
I convinced you now.
I feel like you've sold it to me.
Good.
I'm not going to list it, but I really, you have sold the idea to me. I don't hate it now.
Good.
Yeah, that's really lovely.
Well, I think it's not for you. It's for someone else. And she wanted some nicknames. I haven't done the middle name, sorry, but I've got to Anderson for you.
The thing is with Wednesday, here's an interesting one. You know, like the name Sunday is quite popular at the moment. Would you call, like the months of the year, would you call a baby Wednesday if you had her on a Tuesday?
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would. I think people go with that. But then I do have another wonderful name. Because this is 3 years of infertility,
yeah,
and a lot of people want a name with extra special meaning that
absolutely
brings the journey and this much beloved child. And, you know, it is, some of us find it really easy to fall pregnant. Some of us have secondary infertility. And I know from most of my messages from people, you know, it's like it becomes such a daunting prospect to name a baby after all this time. And I find this beautiful name, which is Saatchi.
Yeah, I love that.
And Saatchi actually means miracle or gift in Japanese, or it means child of joy.
I absolutely love it. It almost made me cry.
I know.
I think it's so beautiful.
It gave me tingles, Saatchi. Yeah. So there's the Saatchi Gallery. So if you're not kind of British,
yeah,
you don't
super
know about
cool
it. So it's actually the name version with all those meanings. It's just S-A-C-H-I. Mm. But I would probably use the Saatchi Gallery, which is S-A-A-C-H-I,
yeah.
Saatchi.
Yeah.
I've never heard that name, and I think it suits them so perfectly. It's sort of got that unisex thing, but it's got a bit more of that specialness that they kind of seem to want.
I think there's a lot of pressure. I think that if you've been trying for baby for a long time and you think maybe this is your one shot at it, it adds so much pressure to it, doesn't it?
Saatchi.
I think Saatchi's beautiful.
Do you love it?
Yeah, I absolutely love it. Yeah.
So let's go on to some more internet dramas now
finish
up. These are our favourite things to do. You guys have sent me some of your... The biggest problem has been the baby name stealing.
I know.
There are pure baby name stealers out there just listening for your name. And it is so blatant sometimes. Mm. So there's been a few messages. These just, I wonder what you think of this now. So a couple of examples. So this girl sent in, my name is supposed to be Elliot if I was a boy. My aunt said it reminded her of E.T., put her mum off it completely, was like E.T., just all I think about.
I know.
Mum went off it. A few years later, the aunt has a son, calls it Elliot.
Mm.
So just, do you think she was deliberately putting her off the name and then went on to use
it? I think it's come back a bit more in vogue. I think that for me, probably E.T. was one of the first films that I saw at the cinema. So I really have like a nostalgic, lovely feeling towards it. But that is very much associated with E.T., phone home, whereas I think Elliot now has had a bit of a revival. So it maybe it's just time has passed.
Maybe, if you're being nice, like Forrest. Like, I don't agree. Get Forrest Gump vibes anymore.
No.
But then somebody else says, don't you think it's weird when one person steals a name from someone, but does so by mocking the name?
Yeah, I do.
So for... Yeah. We do. For example, her friend A, wanted to name her baby Byron.
Yeah.
Friend B said, it's a dumb old man's name. Oh. Then proceeded to name her own child that name. They have not spoken since.
Yeah, I mean, it's... I can't imagine, can you? It would really annoy me.
I just think it's just...
Just mean, downright mean.
I think it's mean, but also it's almost evil genius to like really say, I hate the name, yeah. And then go, actually, it's grown on
I've
me
grown
now.
Grown on me, I love it.
So what about stealing? How far can you go down stealing? So somebody sent me in an email. Mm. She has this great idea. Her and her best friend sat there talking about names. She's like, if I have a baby, I'm going to name my baby, boy or girl, my maiden surname.
Yeah.
Really excited about her idea. Her friend goes, I love that. I would do the same. She's emailed me going, I feel this is my intellectual property. It's yeah. not going to be the same name because they've got two different maiden names. But her friend is now going around pregnant, saying everyone, well, I'm using my maiden name as their first name. Now it looks like the original girl is copying her friend's idea. She's like, can I shout stealing for intellectual property?
This is really, I think this is probably the biggest dilemma we've heard. Do you?
I just was
because it's
like,
so on that I just don't know where it sits. I'm like,
should it be illegal, basically?
Yeah, that is kind of where I'm getting
maybe
with
what
it.
We should do is they should have, you know, when you go to register your baby in a wedding, you get to put your hand up if you've got any objections.
Yeah,
they should do the same for baby's names. Yeah. Yes, I object to
let's
this
just
name.
Hope that this stealer name stealer let's call her what she is has got a really rubbish maiden name. Let's hope she's the witcher like we were.
Yeah, exactly. I think that there is intellectual property. I think you should definitely keep your baby name and your ideas close.
Yeah,
don't tell anybody. Somebody will be out there listening to you, and it won't be your best friend, it won't be the next best friend, it'll be their sister's cousin who'll be all over Facebook with that name before you even can conceive.
Get a chance.
Well, thank you. I agree with you. Thank you for being my baby name consultant with me.
Yeah, thank you. I'm loving it. I can't believe all these dilemmas. I can't believe all the stealing that's going on. It's a real problem. We've had so many emails about it.
It is a problem. We will enforce some sort of law.
I think there needs to be some
maybe
SJ
I could be
rule.
The judge. Yeah. Maybe it can be like a TV show judgment.
Absolutely.
Whether I should go with it or not.
Yeah.
If you need me, I'm always at the end of my email, sj.strum@yahoo.com. I am on YouTube every single Monday with brand new name inspiration. You will also see me reporting on the news about baby name trends, celebrity baby names, and all that good stuff. So I would love it if you gave a rating to this podcast. Do come over to YouTube as well for more baby name inspiration. And thank you, Naomi. Thank you to all of you. We will see you very, very soon on our next episode.
Thank you.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.